Ever since I was a child, I wanted to play on Friday Night Under the Lights, making the big play and hearing the screams and cheers of my hometown. For me, a kid from Cedar Falls, football was everything. I've gone to almost every game for as long as I can remember, always living and breathing Tiger football. I played catch with my dad in the yard as much as I could. I watched football as much as I could. I couldn't get enough of it. I strived to understand why that player was there, or why that player did that. My love of the game inhabited my entire being. All weekend, I'd either be watching football or playing it. I went to almost every Cedar Falls football game. Almost every week, I bought a cup of delicious Italian ice. I watched the game, admiring the red and white, and watching my Tigers beat almost everyone they face in the Unidome. Cedar Falls is almost always a playoff team, and watching them play really made me understand the tradition of excellence at Cedar Falls. When it comes to football, the environment of every game fuels that, and it fueled me to love Cedar Falls and football. In other places, it's the same. Iowa has a certain love for football. Football games aren't just games. They're a representation of a town or a group of people. Friday Night Lights has inspired movies and TV shows. After every game, KWWL, the local news station, airs Friday Night Heroes, and KCRG, another local news station, airs Friday Night Lights. These TV shows make Friday Night Football in Iowa that much more significant. Kids can make their own local version of hot national highlight shows like SportsCenter or any other ESPN show. Now, I'll finally get my chance to play on the big stage, to play on Friday night. The lifting and drills and pain that I've gone through the past 16 years of my life has led me up to this moment. Now, I'm ready. I went through many drills in my training to be the best football player I could ever be. And probably the most hated one I've ever done is running the steps of the Unidome. It's a burning, non-stop drill that leaves your legs feeling dead, your stomach feeling nauseous. I started them at the bottom of the visitor side. Going down the steps was considered easy. But running up them felt like a one-way ticket to a torn ACL. I ended up at the exact opposite side of the dome. And the feeling of finally getting done with this brutal drill gave me enough life to slowly walk and catch my breath. On the way to my teammates struggling up the same flights of stairs behind me, the feeling made me want to give up and stop doing this godforsaken drill that felt more like a punishment than a chance to get better. Almost every step I wanted to quit, but something in me kept me going, kept me fighting. I think it was the want to become Cedar Falls' next favorite son. Even with my 5'7", 155-pound frame, that thought kept me going and going till the drill eventually, after much perseverance, became easy. Fast forward to August 24th, the first day of school, I was co-captain of the sophomore football team. It was the day of our first game against Cedar Rapids Xavier. We were mentally prepared for a tough, grinded-out football game. Warm-ups went by quick, and as I walked in midfield with my other co-captains, I started to feel that nervousness that I usually feel before games. The uncomfortable feeling of butterflies was welcoming to me. To me, it meant that I was ready, focused on the game, and only the game. Xavier won the toss and elected to receive. I shook their captain's hands and wished them good luck. My co-captains and I hustled back to our sideline to tell our team what had happened. On their first play, they ran the ball up the middle, stuffed. Their next three were also runs. They moved the chains and got us on their heels. They moved the ball all the way down to the red zone, where we finally stopped them on an open field play. Gassed, we all jogged back to the sideline to give our offense a turn at their defense. Their defense turned back our offense rather easily, and the defense and I were back on the field. We settled in and gave them a run for their money with the rough, physical football that Xavier's trademarked for. It was a slow defensive game, and at halftime, the score was tied, 0-0. We had the ball first, and our coaches decided to put me in at fullback and have our original fullback behind me. The fullback, as I like to say, is a mix between a lineman and a running back. On the first three plays, I had three great blocks. We gained two first downs and seemingly were moving the ball well. On the fourth play of the drive, I was sent on an isolation block on the outside linebacker. I made the block, but my leg got trapped underneath two linemen. I had ankle problems before, so I knew exactly what I had done. The pain made me feel nauseous and dizzy. With help, I limped to the sideline to get my ankle wrapped. The next play, after coming off the field, a snap went over the quarterback's head. Xavier scooped and scored. Luckily, we stopped them on their two-point conversion attempt, and they had the lead 6-0. I came back on the next defensive drive, and we confined their momentum to a simple four-play drive ending in a punt. Our punt returner returned to the 35-yard line, and we were in business. Unfortunately, penalties got in our way, and the drive stalled out. The fourth quarter started, and the team knew that it was do-or-die time. They got the ball after our drive ended and started driving it down the field until we stopped them to a fourth down with 1 yard to go. Their coaches felt like we were tired, and I remember the countless drills and step running to get me better. On the play they ran it to my side, I saw the hole open up and filled it, ending their drive single-handedly. I was so proud of myself for making the play and potentially giving us a chance to win. Our offense sputtered out, so our defense was once again to be called on to stop their offense with 3 minutes to go. 3 and out. They punted, and as the ball floated up into the air, I thought to myself, this could be it. Our punt returner followed the wedge that our blockers and I set up, and it was a foot race to the end zone. Touchdown. Everyone started screaming and celebrating, but we all thought that we celebrated too soon as we realized that we still needed another point to win the game. We ran a fade to the corner of the end zone. Our receiver caught it falling down and our whole side of the field erupted. However, Xavier still had a puncher's chance. Our defense snuffed out their hopes with an incomplete pass on fourth down, however, ending the game with a Cedar Falls victory. The sharp, aching pain in my ankle went away, and I was awed that we actually won the way that we did. We all could have given up, but we fought through adversity and won the game. The grit that almost all Iowans are proud to have was shown on that night, even though it wasn't on Friday night or a varsity game. In that moment, it felt like we were on top of the world, and all I have to thank was the mold that running those dreaded stairs at the Unidome turned me into.